This is Synthesis Technologies Hackathon 2020. Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag Synthesis Technologies.
Arakalu, good morning. She is a machine learning engineer. All right, that sounds quite scary. Is it? Well, how do you become a machine learning engineer? Yeah, well, yes. Right. Okay. So, what is AI? Yeah. Why?
I have been asked that question a lot of times.
Right. Exactly. Because it's very confusing. You know, for a layperson, it's this weird, strange world. What is it to you?
So AI is actually, it's artificial intelligence being able to make sure that your software, it doesn't just listen to a set of commands.
Right.
We want to make it smarter and to actually understand what it is that you're doing and preempt the next step from there.
Right. Okay. So you've been part of the hackathon. I believe that one of your ideas was accepted as a way to look at to look at technology. What is the point of a hackathon, and how does it work somewhat differently?
Okay, so in our normal day-to-day lives, we get stuck in business-as-usual projects where we don't really get to tap into that emerging tech layer. So the whole point behind a hackathon is to actually use the inspiration out there to start looking at new technology that's out there to solve the problems that are most pertinent.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually dedicate a full 24 hours of our lives to just look at that, which is what technology is supposed to do, to make our lives much easier.
Right.
With new technology, yeah.
And what's interesting is, although you're not going to be able to solve it completely within that period, you can get a lot done.
So the idea is to actually provide a lot of inspiration. So we want to actually use this hackathon as a platform to start bringing out new products and new ideas that we could actually use in the environment.
Right, right. Okay, what is what has been your project that you've been working on?
So our stream we're looking at is summit ideas. So this is essentially taking a product that can actually take to a summit and engage customers and people in the conference themselves in order to get excited about tech, in order to actually use the tech in the most effective manner. So that's our summit idea.
Right. And how far did you get?
We managed to get something working hacked together.
Really?
So now our next step is a presentation, which is actually the breaking point.
Right. Do you think you've got a chance of winning?
I think we're definitely winning this one.
Right. Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. What is your advice to people, anyone wanting to become, what does one need in order to become a machine learning expert?
So the main thing is to actually have a true passion for artificial intelligence and to have a true passion to solve actual problems, because often what we find is AI is the buzzword, and being able to engage with a customer and to understand what is the true need for AI. So you need to actually have a passion to solve the real problems out there. And apart from that, you also need to have passion for technology.
What would you need to study, like in high school? Like what subjects?
So maths, physics, general engineering subjects. So we have to have a very strong engineering background that can help one to solve problems the most effective manner.
Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so Zanati, any interest? Do you think you can become AI expert?
I can stick to my learning path. Okay. I'll stick to my day job, thank you.
Anyone can become an AI expert.
Even Zanati?
Yes, of course.
Really?
You need to be able to understand human beings, which is actually quite ironic, because
right.
People in the tech space struggle with that.
Yeah.
So we need that human element to as well.
Okay, maybe it's something I can look into.
Right.
As my side hustle.
Your side hustle.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Advice to young people.
Advice to young people is to make sure that focus on your maths, focus on your physics, look at actual problems. The first problem is that we actually don't, when you see a problem, we don't try and solve the problem. We just often push that on someone else.
Right.
So first step is to actually train your brain to actually look for these problems and think of actual possible solutions. Don't just leave it to someone else. You actually have the capability as a human being to solve the problems. So it starts with that basis. From there, you can build up your interest in technology, build up interest in whatever field, but you need to have that strong purpose in you. Then from there, you can go into whatever technology or whatever you need to do.
Incredible. Absolutely absolutely amazing. That is Archie talking to us live at the Synthesis Summit, 34519 or 0618951019. We would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.